Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kelsey Winger joining us now from Farm to Fame podcast. World Series game number one. The Braves took it last night. And we saw history. We saw World Series history. I think I got the name right. Jorge Soler hit a home run in his first at bat of the World Series. It's the first time it's ever been done in a World Series. And Kelsey, that was a big moment.
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, that was the big talk around the trade deadline, is what were the Braves going to do? And they were so silent. And then they made this flurry of almost underwhelming moves in the moment. But your guys like Soler, your guys like Jock Peterson, those guys have just come in and been heroes for them all season long, and pick them up when a lot of the regular guys are still playing well, but they haven't put the team on their back a lot of times like those trade acquisitions have. But Soler has been, if you look at his numbers, what he's done in the ALCS, and well, once he came back, because he had COVID and was hurt for a little bit, came back, I think, for the final game of the CS, hit a double, and that just kind of showed what he was going to do. And he's been phenomenal for them since they picked him up, especially with Acuna going down and needing somebody to come in that leadoff role.
Great to hear your voice again, Kels. It's been a little while, but you covered the Braves for a long period of time, kind of up close and personal, so to speak, and you saw the development of a lot of these players that are playing today. How kind of, maybe the best term to you, were you surprised that the Braves could get this far? This is a team that got hot at the right time. I remember, you know, you covering the LSU baseball team. They would get hot at certain times and go through a roll. But the Braves now are such almost a red-hot baseball team. Like, everything goes right. And sometimes momentum can take you a long way. But you saw the development of a lot of these young players that are coming through for Atlanta today.
Yeah, and you say everything goes right, and that's just recently. I mean, they lost Ronald Acuna Jr. for the season. They lost Marcell Ozuna, who was their cleanup guy and had a great year last year, to some legal issues. You had Travis d'Arnaud, the catcher, who had a great year, go down for them. You have Mike Soroka, who was expected to be the ace of the staff. He was out for the season. They had a ton of big blows, and then they went out, like I mentioned, and made these trade acquisitions. But you're also seeing production from your guys like Dansby.
Go ahead, Kelsey. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're seeing the guys like Dansby Swanson come into their role. You're seeing guys like Ozzie Albies, who can get it done with power from both sides of the plate. He can get it done on the bases. You're seeing those guys that Austin Riley, who's been phenomenal, and I've seen him. A lot of people projecting him to be the World Series MVP with the kind of season he's had. He's put the regular season north of 300 with hitting north of 300 with 30-plus home runs, 104-something RBI. I mean, that guy's going off. So, yeah, I mean, they really have developed a lot of young talent, and you think about how insane this core is going to be and the kind of deals they have guys like Ozzie Albies and Albies and Ronald Acuna locked up to. I mean, this team's just getting – they're just getting started.
Now, Kelsey, I mean, as the Houston Astros, are they viewed as kind of like the evil empire? You know, anybody that cheats, and I'm not cheering for them. Even though if you live in Houston, I mean, I grew up an Astros fan.
No, Kelsey grew up right outside of there. She Astros fan.
Yeah, because you go to Astro World, you go to Astro Dome, you go all over. So we look, we're not going to look at that. But it seems like if you're a Major League Baseball fan, that they're almost cheering for the Braves. And they don't want the Astros to win because what happened in the past.
Oh, yeah. I think the whole world is rooting for the Braves besides Texas and Louisiana. But I also think with the Astros, you know, I think a lot of people struggled with them last year, especially because you had the cheating scandal obviously became public, and then your guys like Jose Altuve really weren't producing in the first half of the season. But now they've proven that those core guys who we all kind of questioned when the cheating stuff came out, and you question, like, man, we think of Bregman and Correa and Springer and Altuve as some of the best hitters in the league, but, like, are they even good if they were cheating this whole time? And I think the second half of last season, and I think this season, those core guys who we almost questioned have come out and they've proven,
right,
no, we're still the guys that you thought. So I think that the grip of people disliking the Astros because of that should and is loosening, because that was the biggest thing, is we just viewed these guys as some of the best baseball players in the world, and then all of that was kind of put into question. But now we're seeing that they're just as good as we thought. They're just as powerful as we thought. They can hit at home. They can hit away. But
it's like the Patriots. Kelsey, it's like the Patriots. Everybody's like, okay, well, they Spygate. Tom Brady.
They're just like the Saints. They just got caught. That's the only. Everybody in baseball is trying to. The whole sport of baseball, stealing signs, stealing tells. If you can get the catcher signs, you do it. If you're a pitcher and you can get a tip from the hitter that he's tipping off what he's sitting on, you get it. If you can steal a bunt sign, you steal a bunt sign. The whole game of baseball is about stealing signs.
So, Christian, why are you burning the Saints? What do we do?
The bounty.
Bounty gate. Everybody pays a bounty.
That's what I mean. That's everybody's doing the same thing.
This is what I catch every day.
That's not a big deal. I mean, that wasn't the Saints at all. But I can tell you right now, I think everyone was shocked that the Braves upset the Dodgers. I have a son-in-law that lives out in L.A.
No,
what? He was hurt. He was surprised.
Unconsolable, huh?
He was like, what? He could not believe.
And listen, there's a lot of San Francisco Giant fans here. They thought they had it too. To be in this position is unbelievable, to see what you've got right now. Because Dodgers, Giants, you'd have thought one of those teams are making it into the World Series,
well,
and it just didn't happen.
You would think, like, I don't know, Dodgers, Tampa Bay, like the Giants, they overachieved considering compared to the roster and what you're paying for the Dodgers. But having the Astros didn't surprise me, but the Braves, Kelsey, that surprised me. And like you said, peaking at the right time.
The Braves were shocking, and to be, you know, frank, I don't think the Braves necessarily had much business being in the World Series this year, but they're there, and they're making the most of this window opening in the NL. But they had so many things go wrong this season, like I already mentioned, with Soroka and Ozuna and Acuna. When Acuna went down, that seemed to be like the final straw, where people were thinking they might be sellers at the deadline. And then Anthopoulos, their GM, went out and made a flurry of, like I mentioned, kind of underwhelming moves, but they ended up, he rebuilt the outfield and it saved the season. But there's just, this is an odd year, because I say an opening in the NL, which opened up for the Braves to make it to the World Series, but you guys mentioned the NL West. You have the Dodgers with 105 regular season wins, the Giants with 106.
Right.
And those teams, but the difference is the Braves locked up their division, and they were able to breathe a little bit, whereas the Dodgers and the Giants went down to that final day of the regular season. So you're fighting for your life in that situation for them, and I think that's kind of what ended up hurting the Dodgers, not just the fact that they never had any room to breathe.
Kelsey, I know you got to cover Alex Bregman when he was at LSU, and he's had some injuries this year, but, to me, he's a big key for the Astros. He's got to be the guy that's got to come through big for you.
As well.
I think that guy, man, you know, and watching him at LSU and seeing him now and how big a part he was in, you know, just a couple years ago, his health, his hitting, got to come through for Houston.
And Kelsey, along those lines, it seems like they can't go down 0-2.
No.
Especially in Houston. And then you're coming back here to Atlanta, where they haven't seen a World Series in 20 years, and it's absolutely berserk here, and they would have three chances. You know, they'd have three games here. The Astros cannot go down 0-2. But, you know, Bregman is a big piece of that, because you hear all of the stats about the amount of postseason games that these guys have played together. It's insane. I think I heard something like Correa and Altuve had played 60 or something postseason games together, and these guys have been there. You know, they've been, this moment isn't too big for them. But Bregman is a huge, huge, huge piece of that core. And I think having him back and healthy and playing is just going to make them all more comfortable and more in their routine and, you know, just make it feel like what they've done the last three times. This is the third time in 5 years they've been to the freaking World Series. That's insane.
Kelsey, I think it's a bit ironic that Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta. Now they got the World Series.
Yeah. I think the city of Atlanta got the last laugh in that one, huh?
They sure did. Yeah. They sure did. Kelsey Wingert, Farm to Fame podcast, game two of the World Series. Kelsey, we'll check in with you, I'm sure, throughout the October Fall Classic.
Hey, I'm here if y'all need me.
Thank you, Kels.
Thank y'all so much. I'll talk to y'all later.
All righty.
All right, we'll get a weather update from Channel 4 here in a few moments. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.